This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Like I said, we're not in a rush here to make this decision. We're going to go as long as we need to go to feel like we're making the best possible decision for our best five to be out there. But yeah, there's a lot of weight that goes into this practice. There's a lot of weight that goes into Sunday's game. There's a lot of weight that goes into Buffalo next week. But I don't want any of those guys looking ahead right now. It's the only thing that's important is the here and now.
It's Ben Johnson talking about position battles and left tackle and all the guys that are out here trying to do stuff. And it's funny because we were listening to Declan Doyle yesterday, Speaks.
Yeah, we were.
Trying to get a handle on this because my feeling is they would love it if Ozzie Trapillo wins that job. I don't think that they would be brokenhearted if Braxton Jones won it. But I think that even the fact that they're allowing a guy who didn't play a lot of left tackle in college for good reasons, but a guy who didn't play a lot of left tackle in college to compete with the incumbent starter at the position is really interesting.
Yeah, it is. And as we were listening to Declan Doyle, like I commented on the soundbite, I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever. And then blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, well, didn't he say one thing and then kind of catch himself? And Lawrence Holmes, you are correct. In listening back, you are correct. And I think it's an interesting thing about Declan Doyle is that as the young offensive coordinator who is learning to speak a lot publicly and wants to have some authority and does have a little, but doesn't want to step on Ben Johnson's toes at all, Declan might be a guy who we hear tell you some truths every once in a while. This was him talking about the left tackle battle and those two guys yesterday.
I think that they're starting to separate themselves from each other. I still think that battle's wide open. There's a lot of football left to be had. You know, Ben said it today in a team meeting. We're really halfway through camp at this point. And so that's starting to become clear, but we are still very much in a battle.
All right, so
hold on, because Baby T himself is struggling with this. So Baby T, when you went back over this, mm-hmm. were you struck by the dichotomy, like there being a difference here?
Yeah, so when you pointed that first one, I was like, okay, yeah. And then listening back on the back half of this one, I was like, he just did it again at the very end.
Hold on a second. You can only refer to yourself as Baby T.
I'm sorry. My mistake.
Yes.
I don't like this.
I do.
I don't.
I do. We're split.
Thank you.
We're split as a show.
No, you guys win. He now has to refer to himself as in third person all the time.
All right. So no, I just say like Baby T noticed this. All right. Go ahead. Set it up. So go ahead, Baby T.
So Baby T was listening. Baby T heard what Lawrence heard. Then as I listened back to the end, when Baby T listened to the end, Baby T heard, he does it again.
Let's hear it, Baby T.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I think that they're starting to separate themselves from each other. I still think that battle's wide open.
Oh, man. See, that's totally him catching himself. Good catch by Baby T.
This is the second time.
The second time.
There's a lot of football left to be had. You know, Ben said it today in a team meeting. We're really halfway through camp at this point. And so that's starting to become clear, but we are still very much in a battle.
So I think you're right, Baby T, on both of them. I didn't even catch the second one, even when I went back and caught the first one. And in between the first one and the second one, he says, Ben said it today. Like, he's got to be careful that he doesn't tell you something that Ben didn't want said. So he's got to go back. And so maybe Declan Doyle's a guy who's going to tell us some truths. Maybe we can hear some truths.
I think that going forward, you won't hear any truths that they don't want out there from Declan Doyle.
But he might tell us some accidental truths.
I think that there's that if this trend continues, I think there will be people that are like, hey, Declan, remember how we were saying don't say, but to be fair,
is this, that what we do?
This coaching staff hasn't really been duplicitous. It hasn't seemed that way.
Not at all.
It seemed like they've been pretty open.
It's not like nefarious duplicity or nefarious hiding. It's just maybe you might catch him in being off message just a little bit. Because I think the message of it's still wide open is very much the message that they want to have out there. That's what I'm saying. It might not be that wide open anymore. One guy might be separating himself from the other guy, but they still want to say it's wide open.
Like, I add that to Case Keenum being like, yeah, I saw Ozzie Trapillo out there and I felt better. And I get it. Like, you're playing on the second and you're in the third team.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you name check that guy,
yeah,
that's significant to me.
Now, Alex, you noticed something. And believe me, Alex, if you noticed it, and Steve Stone noticed it. Okay,
that's my line.
You noticed something on Declan Doyle talking about Caleb, but for obvious reasons, I'd like Baby T to set it up. Baby T, if you could go ahead and set that up.
What do you keep knocking over there?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a board.
It's a panel.
It's a panel that's underneath. Yeah, you keep stepping on it.
I'm just making sure we're not breaking things. Because, you know, earlier when we walked in here, stuff was being dropped and broken and moved and all that stuff. Wait, did you break it?
No, I did not. I think we're good. Baby T, can you set this up? Go ahead, talk to us about it.
Yeah, so this is the original, the full answer from Declan Doyle. And then they ask him a follow-up after when he catches himself misstepping twice.
They're starting to separate themselves from each other. I still think that battle's wide open. There's a lot of football left to be had. You know, Ben said it today in a team meeting. We're really halfway through camp at this point. And so that's starting to become clear, but we are still very much in a battle. I'm really excited to see Buffalo come in here and our guys get work against their edge players. You know, last week with Miami, they got some guys that are really impressive. And so all of that tape is really valuable.
How did you evaluate how Braxton and Ozzie did?
I would say that both of them, there's a lot of room for improvement in both cases. You know, I think that Dan addressed that with them in their meeting. Really, it's about, you know, who's willing to make improvement on, you know, that performance and keep accelerating to see who's going to be the guy, you know, there week one.
Someone in the mob said that Doyle should start going by Baby D.
And only refer to himself as that. Well,
he's 28, right?
Declan, if you could tell us what you think of the offensive growth so far of Caleb Williams. Well, Baby D's impressed. Baby D's thinking really good thoughts about Caleb. All right, but so with this as the backdrop, the Declan Doyle might tell us accidental truths. Alex, doesn't it speak to what you heard when he was talking about the quarterback?
So you hear him at the end there say, whoever is willing to accelerate and improve the most going towards the season. Maybe I'm reading too much into that, but when you have a four-year incumbent starter coming off of an injury and you have a challenger who is moving positions, who is likely to accelerate more and improve more now between now and the start of the season?
Okay, so it's an interesting question, and I'm going to give you an unsatisfying answer, okay? On its face, you would say the guy moving positions is going to show you all sorts of growth between the beginning and the end of camp, right? But remember, this is also a new system. So they may have had thoughts on what Braxton Jones is as a left tackle, and it's possible that they're like, oh, man, I didn't think he would do this in our system. That being said, I think the thumb is on the scale for Ozzie Trapillo.
I know you do, and that makes sense. But I like that you answered it that way because Braxton could show them a lot. And Braxton could get stronger as camp goes along here, which is his big challenge. Here's Declan Doyle on expectations for Caleb Williams, especially this week as they start to scout specific opponents. And think about what the book excerpt from Seth Wickersham had talked about with Caleb not knowing how to watch film from last year. Have that in the back of your mind as you listen to Declan Doyle on this week.
The specific things, like, really we're getting into now where we're preparing for specific opponents. And so just like last week when Miami comes to town and you're starting to prepare for that type of defense, a lot of the improvements happen, you know, within the meeting room and things like that. His process of how am I going to study this team? How am I going about executing the game plan that we're going to put together for specific team? And so Buffalo, totally different style of defense coming in. And really, that's the biggest thing that we're looking for as a staff is just him continuing to develop and handle that classroom work.
So they're doing a lot of classroom work and a lot of making sure that Caleb knows what he's supposed to be doing and advising him on how to watch film, how to break stuff down. So it's good. It's the kind of stuff that he needed and the kind of stuff that should be going on.
And you have the added value of them bringing in Case Keenum so that now there's someone else in the room that Caleb can be like, hey, is this going to, like, do you get what they're doing here? Because I don't quite get it. He can ask him that, and he can spend time with him when he's not able to spend time with the coaches. This is why I've always wanted to have a veteran in that room anyway. And it's not to say that, like, Tyson Bagent is not going to help out. Tyson's going through the same thing. Like, he's got to learn this offense too. And it's okay for him to be like, yeah, I'm trying to learn this. I want to win. Like, I want to be the starting quarterback, whether it's here or someplace else. Mm-hmm. Case Keenum is not in that position in his career.
No. He's comfy doing what he's doing.
Yeah, his position is, I have a uniform, but I'm also kind of a quarterback's coach.
Educator, mentor, backup, check earner.
Yeah.
It's a good gig.
I'm sitting here in the room with you,
yep,
like I did with CJ Stroud. And I know that I'm not the starter. I'm not trying to be the starter. I'm trying to help you get to where you're supposed to be as a player.
In the pregame meeting, the pre-show meeting, Lawrence started talking about Caleb in a way that made me go, whoa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.